What is up, everybody? It's Steve. As you can hear, here at the beach. We're in Pensacola right now. I'm hanging out with the Bearded Villains at the unofficial Florida Summit. And, yeah, it's really fucking nice out here right now. It's about 70 degrees out. There's nobody out here. So, it's gonna be fun. I'm gonna be out here. I'm gonna be talking with everybody that's here. So, yeah, it's gonna be fun. So I got Mondo here, one of the newest members of the Bearded Villains, of the Swampside Bearded Villains. And what do you think so far of your experience with the villains so far? Yeah, I think it's so far again.
So far, I think it's pretty awesome seeing brothers get together and hang out and just talk about the beards, talk about different products that everybody uses on their beards.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's also awesome to see, you know, how everybody interacts with each other, because especially like I've mentioned a bunch of times over the fucking weekend, is how we interact with each other, even no matter how far we are with each other, because we're all over the place. What do you think about, you know, having to deal with people that are literally like all over the world?
That's pretty awesome to see people from around the world, or even in your own state when you see people from different parts of the state getting together and you know, sharing about their local areas, and just seeing all the brothers come together and just have a good time.
Oh yeah, it's always the best. It's always fun to actually interact with each other and get to know each other and see, you know, what brings us to, you know, what we have.
Right. And with the brotherhood, with everything going on right now, you know, in the world, with the diversity and stuff, people trying to separate each other, it's great to see brothers from different ethnicities, backgrounds, and everything get together and put all that to the side and just have a great time together.
Yeah, hell yeah, absolutely. Thank you, man. All right, so I'm here with the Sergeant at Arms of the Swampside.
Swampside?
Yeah, I got Ed, Big Ed, as he's drinking. Taking a drink.
Just wetting the whistle a little bit.
Of course.
Out here.
I like it so
Pensacola
far.
Beach is beautiful. Yeah. Water's nice, weather's nice.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good times, good people.
Hell yeah.
What, the unofficial summit.
Exactly, the unofficial summit, because of course it was canceled due to the COVID and stuff.
Right.
So what do you think about the brotherhood so far? You've been here for what, almost 2 years, right?
Almost 2 years, yeah.
So what do you think so far of your 2 year experience?
It definitely serves its purpose. People need brotherhood like this.
Hell yeah.
We need more of it, you know, see it grow, see it prosper. Do what we can do when we can do it, and
absolutely.
You know, it's the little things.
Yeah, exactly. It's the little things in life that make things so much better.
Right, that's what's up. That's
like the moments like this, when you just see the waves crashing onto the sand and everything just looks nice and serene.
Not a worry in the world.
Exactly.
Not at the moment, anyway.
Exactly. You worry about the other things little by little. Don't worry. Don't stress the big stuff and just enjoy life.
Right, that's all I can say.
Yeah.
That'd be my bit of advice.
Yeah, exactly.
You know?
So, what do you like? What do you enjoy most about the brotherhood itself?
I'm an active person, so I like having things to do. I like having things to be a part of. Give me a reason to come and help you out with something, and I'll be there to help you out with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Gives me something to do, keeps us busy, keeps the world turning.
Hell yeah. Awesome. You know? Hell yeah. So, if you would give somebody a bit of advice that's, you know, worrying about the things that's going on in the world today, what would you say?
Can't fix it. You know,
yeah.
can't stop COVID. Can't stop people from feeling the way they're gonna feel about certain situations. You know, with avoiding politics and avoiding all that, the world's a fucked up place right now, mainly because of the way people want to behave in it. If you would take the time to smell the air and watch the waves crash, like you said,
yeah,
the little things,
yeah,
people lost. You know, they lost sight of that.
Yeah. Everybody seems to have lost
right,
the way.
Everybody wants to be mad at somebody for something instead of just taking a step back for a second.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would just say live your life and put a smile on your face.
Hell yeah.
It's
awesome.
It's that simple.
Fuck yeah.
You know?
Thank you, brother.
All right, definitely.
All right, so we're back. And obviously you guys don't really care that I'm back because I'm talking the entire fucking time. So I'm here in Pensacola. With the cap, the captain of the chapter that I am in, the Swamp Side, and I'm here with Javi.
What's going on, yo?
Yeah, so Pensacola. How you enjoying it? How you enjoying
loving it?
Loving
it. There's no better way to be with people you love, you know what I mean, that know you got, that you know they got your back, and having a good time, you can't beat it.
Yeah. So what do you think about the summit so far? The unofficial summit.
Right. It's been chill, you know, and I think I like it that it was unofficial because there's less brothers here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you get more of that, I don't want to say
it.
Yeah, that. I won't say intimate time, but we'll go with one-on-one, yeah. That one-on-one time, and everybody's chill, you know what I mean? And it's not like if something were to pop off, but you know if something were to pop off, you got all these dudes here backing you no matter what.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? It's a great feeling. And you know the feeling,
you know what I mean?
That love, you know? It's like... Look, our fucking co-captain didn't go to sleep last night from that little incident. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we were.
So tell the listeners about the incident.
Okay, so the incident. Here in Florida, not too far along, it was probably about a week and a half, 2 weeks ago, they got hit with that bad...
With the hurricane.
You know, that hurricane, you know. So a lot of stuff did get messed up, and the swamp headquarters was going to be... on the beach, but our house got messed up. So there was a lot of cancellations, but still these solid brothers figured it out, you know captain, co-captain, you know, was working behind the scenes, you know, and you know, you could tell these guys are solid, you know, they made it happen. So anyway, so long story short, we were trying a new app. It wasn't Airbnb, I forget the name.
I think he said it was Vero or something like
that. Something like that. So we get home. We never even checked in because it was at 4, but we were too busy partying.
Yeah.
So we get there 11:30. Most of us are a little intoxicated. Some more than others.
Yeah, more than others. Yeah. just a little bit. Just a little tad bit.
We pull up, and sure enough, there's a car in the driveway, and all the lights are on inside the house, and the door's wide open, and.
Yeah,
there was people in there cleaning. What?
Yeah.
And they were supposedly done at 4:20.
Right, yeah.
Oh, good number.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that. They were supposedly done about 4:20, and we get there at 11:30, and they're still cleaning.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that made us a little uneasy, and then the sponge in the microwave for no reason made me a little more uneasy.
Yeah.
Oh, and did you find, the
99 cinnamons in the freezer.
And he came back and took those.
He came back and took those and the animal crackers.
And he left his toilet paper, though, because they walked out the first time with the toilet paper. Anyway, so CoCap came through, and he stood guard while all of us got some Z's.
Yeah.
And
he slept in the living room pretty much.
And I think he was saying the fire alarm or something scared him.
Mm-hmm.
I think he used the word scared.
Yeah, yeah.
But he was
slightly startled.
Yeah. He said, "The meth heads are coming. The meth heads are coming." But hey, it was a good time. And look, now we're laughing about it. So
we're laughing, enjoying the beach.
And wait, don't forget the part where we're still staying there the night We had to pack all our shit in the van because we were scared they were going to come back while we were on the beach.
Yeah.
But we're good now. So
hopefully nobody comes back or whatever. Because I still left my shit there, but I don't care because I don't have anything.
Yeah, I also told him it's going to be shitty when he comes back and all his stuff is there but his underwear.
That'd be kind of weird. That's what I'm saying.
They
take everything.
Well, did you see he had a vacuum strapped to the back?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he really did. It was fucking weird. But how long have you been part of the Brotherhood?
Oof, I think I just celebrated my...
Was it like 7 years?
No. Probably about... I think I've celebrated my 6th year.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And I started with Swampside, and I've always said Swampside's to the end, you know what I mean? And we're small, and you could see chapters. They got probably triple what we have, but I know I could count on you guys any day of the week, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And I rather... What do they say? Quality over quantity.
You know what I mean? Exactly.
So I know who I got will ride or die. You know what I mean?
Hell yeah.
And Swampside to the end.
Damn right. All right. Thank you, brother.
All right, brother.
All right. What's up, everybody? So I'm here with a brother that I literally just met today. Oh, actually, no, yesterday, last night at the bar. What is your name? And tell everybody what's up.
Well, my name's Justin Garnett. I'm currently with Bearded Villains Emerald Coast.
Yes.
Moved out to Florida about 2 years ago. My introduction to Bearded Villains was with our Ventura chapter.
Okay.
And never officially with them, but started to associate and learn the ropes. And I was kind of brought into the atmosphere on just a big event we hosted at one of our works. We hosted a donation center.
Oh, nice.
For Hurricane Harvey.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
So it was just a big deal, and I met a couple of the other brothers and learned just about the organization.
Okay. So how do you like being in the Brotherhood for the, how long you said, 2 years?
Well, a year and a half? No, officially, it's only been a month.
Oh, fucking A.
So, yeah, right. I got my villain patch officially a month ago.
Nice, congratulations, and this is, man.
Thank you very much. This has been, it's a life changer.
Yeah.
Moving,
absolutely.
It helps you find yourself. You find brothers that are dealing with their own shit in life.
Right.
Their own challenges, their own dilemmas, and you find ways to help each other through it, and it's just an ongoing bonding experience.
Absolutely. Hell yeah.
And so, what I found so far, and it's just loving it.
Nice. So you're enjoying it for the last month or whatever that you've had. What's something that you look forward to in the future?
The potential of the chapter. See where we can go. The brief experience I had in California, I want to share it with them here.
Okay.
I want to see what we can do, how we can better Pensacola, how we can better out here at Gulf Breeze, how just to spread that positive message. I mean, everyone's kind of needs to chill out.
Yeah, exactly. That's one thing that it's pretty much like an ongoing thing throughout everybody I've been talking so far is spreading positivity and not worrying about, the small stuff and just, seeing the bigger picture and enjoying what life is. And the fact that, we only have one life right now. So,
yeah.
So enjoying it for what it is so far instead of just, dealing with just the small things and not just, having fun.
Yeah. Just have to learn how to better yourself, better those around you.
Mm-hmm.
Have fun while you're at it.
Hell yeah. Awesome, man. Thank you. What's up, everybody? It's Steve again, and I am here with the captain of the Emerald Coast Villains.
Hey.
Yeah, and it's Paul.
Yes.
Yeah, P-Germ.
Yes, I go by Paul, but P-Germ is my Instagram name, P-J-E-R-M.
Yeah. So how are you enjoying the unofficial summit so far?
I'm loving it, as you can tell by my voice is gone. So I've been enjoying it since yesterday morning. It's great to have fellow brothers in town so they can enjoy the beautiful Emerald Coast with us. And, enjoy.
And I'm loving it so far because I've never been up to the Emerald Coast. So enjoying it and seeing how it is out here as compared to where I'm at in Tampa, it's completely different.
Yes. It's a different state up here, pretty much.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, because we're pretty much close to what, the Louisiana border?
We're right on the border of Alabama.
Okay.
So you drive 15 minutes to the west and you're in Alabama.
Oh, nice. Shit, that sucks.
Yeah, it does. And you go north, you're right in Alabama, too. So
we're right in the middle. Right,
yeah, we're
edge.
Surrounded
right at
on,
the edge. Yeah.
Surrounded on almost all sides. So.
Yeah, that sucks. So how long have you been in the Brotherhood?
I'm coming up on 6 years. I was patched in February of 2015.
Nice.
I was originally with Tennessee, Bearded Villains Tennessee, and,
okay.
With them for a couple of years, and then we, our family grew, so we came back home to Pensacola, and me, my brother Chuck, Boggles, and another brother DJ, we put this Emerald Coast together, and,
okay.
With a couple other guys, and it's just grown from there. In 2017, we started out with six, and now we're almost at 20. So
nice, that's awesome. So you're one of the bigger chapters out here. For I guess for the most part, because I've seen some chapters. Like I know the Orlando chapter has a decent amount of people.
Yeah,
I know our chapter is probably one of the smallest ones.
Mm.
We only have like 8-10 members or whatever.
10, yeah. Yeah. Well, we stayed at 10 for almost 2 years. 10 was like our benchmark, and then the way we were running the chapter and the our values as far as the Brotherhood go, the message kind of spread and more guys came in, and we've just been growing steadily towards the 20 mark, but we're still about 17 now, I think. We're
official. Nice. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah, but, you know, some are more active than the others. You know, that's the case with everybody.
Yeah, exactly. That's but, the same pace with ours, too.
But it's what it is. I mean, it's a beautiful thing to watch.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a great thing to watch because you just want to enjoy the brotherhood and see how everything else, you know, turns out and stuff like that. So, how was it starting a whole chapter, pretty much? Because this was like a whole new chapter, pretty much, that was you know, created. So how was that process? Was it a good process? Was it a hard process?
It wasn't too bad for us. North Florida used to be the chapter that covered the entire top of the state, pretty much from Jacksonville all the way to us. And there was already a good bit of members here. I think there was four on this side that didn't want to drive to Jacksonville all the time to do the meets.
Yeah.
So with the help of the other captains in Florida and the captain in Jacksonville, we amicably split and formed our own, got our seal.
Nice.
And then other than that, it's just been rolling, man. It's beautiful.
Nice. That's really fucking cool. So unfortunately, you know, the summit didn't turn out the way, you know, we originally expected.
Yeah.
So now that we have, like, the unofficial summit here, how are you feeling about it, the way it is? So
well, the way we envisioned it when we had to cancel and everybody's like, we're still coming. So we're like, think of it as, like, you're going on a vacation to the beach at the same time as a bunch of other guys and you decide to hang out. And then, so as far as that, we're doing pretty well. I mean, I'm happy with the turnout. I'm glad everybody can make it. Everybody's having a good time.
Yeah.
So far.
Yeah, so far.
But it was a little rough. We planned for so long for the official one. We had everything lined up, and you know, COVID just did what it did.
Yeah.
And government had some pretty strict lockdown stuff up here, and then we canceled. A couple weeks later, they lifted it all, and so it was like a nice kick in the nuts for us.
But thankfully, you know, with the help of, you know, a bunch of people, we were able to actually get it done and get out there.
Yeah, when everybody comes together for a common goal, man, anything's achievable. You know?
Hell yeah, absolutely, yeah. Especially with the brotherhood. You know, that's the best thing about it.
Yeah, that's the whole point. Yeah. Develop a family, develop relationships, and give back.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you, man.
Yeah, man.
Much love. Definitely. What's up, everybody? I'm back with a guest that we've had before.
Yes.
Mr. Jimbo here, Mr. Jimbo Diesel.
What's up, everybody?
Yeah, yeah. The TikTok steward in there.
Well, I'm on Clapper now.
Oh, yes. You're
more freedom.
You're making a clap over there.
Making a clap, bro. Yeah, it's more freedom of speech. So anybody out there want to check it out, it's Clapper. It's on all application stores.
Yeah.
But you can basically talk as much. It's basically like a child that was made from TikTok and Worldstar, all put together as one.
Nice. So how are you enjoying the summit now or whatever, the unofficial summit that we've had?
I believe the unofficial summit might be better than most summits. It's a little more drinking.
Okay.
And a little more rowdiness. But you know what? I like, I'm more of a off-the-limb kind of guy. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, make the plan within 2 minutes of what you're doing than having a schedule. I think this is pretty good. I think that when you make a schedule sometimes, some of the other events I've been to, a lot of people get confused with things. But this is pretty legit. For something that was canceled due to COVID, and we still got to come out here and have a good time, you know, so, I mean, it landed pretty good.
It's been a success so far.
It has been a super success.
Yeah.
I found out that, you know, here in Pensacola, there's bars that are about the same as anywhere else in the state of Florida.
Yeah, like
you got the hole-in-the-wall bars, or you have your high-end bars. Mm-hmm. It's all the same. You know, you go to some towns, it's just high-end bars or just shitholes. So.
Yeah. And Grant, like, went last night to one of the, I guess, the hole-in-the-wall.
Yeah, but that was still good, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's old Bush Light by the can.
Instead of having it on tap, you got a whole can.
I don't know if any bar sells Bush Light on tap, but
there are some.
There might be. Yeah, there might be.
I know. Back in the day, I remember seeing a bunch of Bush Light in fucking.
Yeah, that'd be good. I like that too.
So how long have you been with the Brotherhood? So
I have been with the Bearded Villains since 2015.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I was one of the original. Or I wasn't original. I was original. I'm the original and founder of Swampside Villains.
Okay.
But I was one of the members of the Central Florida chapter.
Okay.
So before the Great Divide. So.
Yeah, I was just talking to Paul about the Great Divide. Pretty
the
much.
Great Divide, where we all spread out and had a good time, you know.
Yeah.
You know? That's it. Looks like that's the future of BV. That, I mean, having more chapters and more diversity is what it is about 2020 and the future from now.
Yeah.
I think more chapters are it better. I think that, you know, more that you can hone in on the local areas of your area where you live at, I think it would be better for the communities. Mm-hmm. I mean, in my vision, in my opinion, because I feel like, you know, Swampside has always tried to better the world by one community at a time. So, I mean, more chapters, more communities.
Yeah, absolutely. I completely agree with that. And it's also like Javi was saying, also it's more like about quality instead of just, you know.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We don't want a million members. I mean, it'd be nice to have a million members, but we want quality guys. We want guys that are going to be around. I mean, we want guys that start to. I mean, I've been here since 2015. It's 2020. It's 5 years. Mm-hmm. You want guys that'll come in 2020 and be here till 2025. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You don't want guys that are just going to be fucking shady or fucking. Just, I just want to join this because that's the coolest thing in the world, you know? Like, it's cool to be a bearded villain, but, I mean, that's just not what it's about, you know?
It's not just about being cool.
Not about fucking Instagram fucking likes or follows. It's not about fucking being anything like that. It's about coming out here and having a good time with brothers and having friendships. All these friendships that you make here at these events and with the bearded villains, the friendships that last long after things are fucking gone or you never know, the world might go to shit fucking 2021, so
yeah.
But the friendships are always going to be fucking long lasting, so
absolutely. Yeah just like the fact that the show itself, like, all my friends are pretty much all up in New York and I'm here pretty much like on my own pretty much, so having just a friendship even you know, miles away, it's all about the friendship,
right? Yeah. And that's the thing too, that's what's good about these events, man. You come here and you meet people that you've been talking online with for 2 years, never met in person. You've only talked online or on chat groups or maybe have phone calls with. I mean, you might not even have phone calls with these people.
Right, yeah.
These people you just seen in chat groups, and you finally get to meet them person, and you're like, oh yeah, like this guy is exactly who I thought he was. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You already seen the face of the guy because pictures and stuff, but and Instagram pages. But this is like, this is where the real merit is built. You know what I'm saying? This is where like real bonds are built in events and meetups. You know, so for anybody out there, part of the Bearded Villains that don't go to meetups. This is where the heart of this thing is.
Yeah, that's like you're all, you get to interact with
you're always going to be on the outside if you never come to the meets, you know. Yeah. Like, I personally feel that's, like I said, my opinion, but I feel like this is where the bonds are built, you know. Any of these guys here today, like, I mean, even though I'm 5.5 hours away, if they had a flat tire, if I could make it in 5.5 hours to help them, I would definitely come to help, you know. And that's the thing, that's what I loved about the Bearded Villains. That's why I got in part of the Bearded Villains, is because it's true brotherhood. It's true fraternity. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're here to be here for each other, but we're also here to help our communities.
Hell yeah, absolutely. That's the main point of it. You know, it's about, you know, sharing the love and, you know, making sure that we're here for each other. We're here for the community. We're here for everybody. We're here for the world, pretty much.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Yeah, and hopefully, you know, we can, you know, make a big difference in Central Florida, you know?
Hell yeah.
I mean, we're trying our damnedest to do some things, and we try to do as much charity work as we can. You know, like, we're charity first. We're a charity first organization.
Mm-hmm.
We try to do things for other people more than we do things for ourselves. And that's not saying other chapters don't do the same. I'm just saying that's just our mission statement. And a lot of chapters here in the Bearded Villains are the same way, man. They're here for, I mean, we might look like some fucking mean, bearded, tattooed fucking assholes, but hey, we're not. Like, if somebody walked up here right now and asked for help, we'd be out there fucking trying to jump start their car, change their tire, fucking push their car all the way to the fucking other side of the beach if they needed it. Because we're just here to help people, man. We're good-hearted people, and we're just, like I said, this is something that, you know. And also, too, this brotherhood helps a lot of people, man. People that have issues mentally, mental illness.
Yeah.
You know, this is something where people can feel comfortable to talk to friends and some people can't talk to even their family about their mental illness sometimes.
Yeah,
and you build, like I said, you build bonds, man.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a lot bigger than people make it, you know, in their minds sometimes,
really,
you
know. Yeah, it really is.
So.
Thank you, Jimbo.
Yeah, no problem, buddy.
What's up, everybody? It's Steve again, and I'm here with a fellow villain, but from the other coast, from the Orlando Coast, the Orlando group. I got Big Bear.
What's up, everybody? How y'all doing?
Yeah. And so I'm here enjoying it with the brotherhood here, with, you know, the Emerald Coast, and, you know, everybody else has pretty much showed up. So how are you enjoying it so far?
Well, let me say, first off, I want to thank Emerald Coast for having us out here. Man, it's amazing out here. It's gorgeous. Definitely needed a getaway. And so far, it's been a great, great, one hell of a time.
Yeah, it really has been. How long have you been with the Brotherhood?
I've been with them about a year and a half so far.
Okay, so how are you enjoying being part of everything?
Man, let me tell you, it's actually, it's changed my life, man. Gave me a whole different outlook on how to look on people, what I can do to help out. Okay. And it's probably one of the best things that's ever happened to me.
Yeah, I remember last night at the event, you were having a conversation with somebody
in
Norway, right?
Yeah, I actually had a brother reach out to me from the Brother Supporting Brothers chat.
Okay.
Found out he was from Norway. He just needed to talk. So we took about 15 minutes, talked, and he's doing all right now. But, yeah, man, that was awesome.
Hell yeah, it really was. It really was. And it's something that's great, because not only just was it you, but the fact that we had so many people there.
Yeah, and he's real familiar with Florida, so he knew a lot of the chapters. And nice. It was awesome. We put him on the video call, and we were able to share his face with a bunch of familiar faces around Florida.
Nice. Hell yeah. So what brought you to the whole Bearded Village?
Well, I always wanted to do something for people. But trying to do it by yourself is hard.
Yeah.
And I stumbled across this group and ended up meeting up with the Orlando chapter. Big shout out to Puzzle. He's a lot of the reason.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
A lot of the reason I really joined. Mm-hmm. But I found a group of brothers that could really change a lot for a lot of people.
Mm-hmm. So. Yeah, that's one thing that I love about it, the fact that, you know, it is a brotherhood, and, you know, we're also out here to just, you know, celebrate, you know, humanity, basically, and showing the best in humanity that we can have.
Yeah, man, absolutely.
Yeah. So what are some of your aspirations for the group and being part of, you know, a big group?
Well, right now I'm riding it up.
Okay.
Not sure where I want to go yet. I'm having a good time with what I'm doing.
Okay.
And absolutely enjoying meeting a lot of new people,
mm-hmm.
Getting my face out there and getting known.
Yeah.
But right now, I'm just all about having a good time and helping out however, wherever I can.
Sweet. Hell yeah.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, thank you, man.
Not a problem. Thank you, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm here with another brother here. So what is your name? And
Steven Spicer.
Yeah, Steven Spicer.
And with Bearded Village, Emerald Coast.
Emerald Coast. How do you like it so far?
I love it. Love it.
How long you been with Emerald Coast?
Been with these guys now almost a year, and it's been a great time. Just meeting all these great people and people from other chapters, and just been a great time.
Nice. What drew you to the program?
Just that whole sense of brotherhood and belonging to something. And I used to be in the military. I used to have that. So, and then when I got out, didn't have it no more.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
I found it as a chance to get back into something.
Nice.
Like that.
What part of the military were you in?
Navy.
Nice.
8 years.
Nice. Wow, that's good. That's awesome. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, how does this compare to being in the military?
It basically the same. You just know that, you know, person next to you got your back, and, you know, anything you need, they're going to have you. They're going to help take care of you, you know, and you got their back, and it's just a great feeling.
Oh, yeah. Awesome. So how are you enjoying this whole summit that we have here? Or the unofficial, basically.
Yeah, being we had, you know, with everything going on and had to become unofficial, it's still, I think we did a great job, and it seems like everybody's having a good time, so I'm happy how it turned out and everybody that showed up.
It's a great turnout, too, because, you know, we have, like, over, like, what? 15, 20 people that showed up.
Right. Yeah. So I'm happy about it.
Yeah. Awesome. Do you have, like, any type of, you know, any thoughts of things that you want to do for the future for the villains or whatever?
Basically, just trying to work my way up the ranks, and I eventually would like to try to be more involved and get our chapter more involved in things, to as far as like the charity side and helping out community and stuff like that. So that's what I'm mainly looking forward to.
Sweet.
Try to get more involved in the charity aspect part.
Oh yeah, awesome. So yeah, thank you, man. Thank you for you know, giving me your time.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
All right, what's up, everybody? I'm back. I'm Steve, and I'm here with a special guest, somebody that isn't from the actual coast over here, and I have somebody from the Smoky Mountains. So where exactly is the Smoky Mountains, for people that don't know?
Our area is from Chattanooga to Johnson City, Tri-Cities area.
Oh, nice.
We cover about a three-hour area.
Okay. So how are you enjoying this little, you know, unsolicited, basically?
The unofficial Florida
Summit.
It's always great coming down here and hanging out with y'all Florida guys. We always have a blast. Paul always supports us in anything we do, so anytime we get a chance to come down and support y'all, we do.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you. It's good to come down and enjoy, you know, the brotherhood and the fact that everybody's here just for, you know, one specific reason. It's just to enjoy the brotherhood, enjoy the family, you know, enjoy what we have here.
Oh, yeah. We try to bring our kids to everything we can. We want them to know that with the world being as messed up as it is, that there's still some good people in the world wanting to do good. Mm-hmm. And it's a good thing for them to see. I mean, the world's so depressing as it is.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, you get a bunch of bearded guys that like to drink and like tattoos, and we can do some good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. So how long have you been a villain?
A year and a half.
Okay.
My villain journey actually went really quick.
Okay.
I've actually got it written down here in my notes on my phone, because it's crazy.
Yeah, because some people's journey, it takes a little bit longer than others.
Oh, well, our chapter went through a lot of stuff. And
okay.
So I became a hopeful in February 24th of 2019.
Okay.
Patched the day after I got back from the Dirty South meet in Jacksonville last year. So I patched on April Fool's Day. I was ha ha, very funny. Like, yeah, that's...
Like, you guys are nice.
Yeah. So... In July of 2019, I actually became co-captain of our chapter.
Oh, sweet.
Then in October, our former captain was removed for some reasons, and I was voted into captain.
Nice.
So I had February of last year, so it blew over a year and a half now.
Nice. Sweet.
But it's been crazy. We've done good things. We've already gotten our 501c3 nonprofit status.
Nice. Hell yeah.
We did... Our Knox Villains event every year is our big event.
And
we raised $10,000 for the East Tennessee Autism Society this year there. We've got our next event coming up in January. It's actually January 9th.
Okay.
And it'll be in Chattanooga.
Nice.
We went to Indiana 2 weeks ago and took the Hamptons Road Roaming Gnome.
Nice, okay.
So it'll be given away to the club. With BB, it's actually chapters.
Yeah.
BB as a whole can't take it, but each chapter can. So whoever comes in with the most people that participate or compete, they'll take it home with them,
and then
they get to give it away at their next event.
Nice, that's awesome. Yeah. That's really cool. I didn't even.
We
know
took
that.
We took 13 guys to Indiana to compete.
Nice. Yeah, that's really cool.
I've told our guys we've got to get support. You've got to give support. So the more these guys see you coming out and supporting them, the more they're gonna be like, I need to go support them.
Yeah, absolutely. So, what's one thing that you enjoy most about being a bearded villain?
It's a family, man. We tell our kids, these are your uncles, these are your aunts, this is all family. If they have a villain patch, that's family. We like being able to share, you know, an extended family with the kids. And, you know, it's the fact that you can go about anywhere and you can meet a villain. You can be anywhere in the United States, and more than likely you're an hour away from somebody if you need help or if you need anything or if you just want to hang out.
Yeah, because I know you guys, I know some people going up towards you guys to hang out and stuff like that. I know Jimbo goes up towards Tennessee, towards Chattanooga all the time. So yeah, it's really cool to actually, you know, be able to experience everybody no matter where they are.
Yeah. And you're, like I said, you're always going to find a decent individual that you can hang out with.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. So, like, what are some type of, you know, aspirations that you would like for your chapter, basically, specifically?
I don't want us to grow anymore. I think we got more than we need right now.
Okay.
We're moving along pretty well. That's a hard one to answer, man. I mean, we've came a long way in a year's time.
Right.
I just want us to continue on a good positive trend, man. We do a lot of events. We do two events a year, plus okay. We do a buddy walk.
Right.
I like kind of pushing our guys more towards charity. We're with
right.
Before the COVID stuff, we were doing a volunteer event every month.
Okay.
A lot of the chapters don't, and a lot of people don't realize that
right.
The man hours is just as important to
mm-hmm.
some places as monetary donation.
Yeah.
So
because no matter what, the people need the physical help because
yeah.
Money can do but so much.
Oh yeah.
Actually having somebody actually help out and actually give a lending hand.
Because mm-hmm. a lot of people think that charity is just what you can donate to them,
mm-hmm.
but I mean that time's big for them too.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
But I'd like to see us just continue on a good positive trend and just keep moving and keep doing good, man.
Sweet. Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate it.
No problem.
All right, what's up, everybody? It's Steve. It's also hours since the last time I recorded something. We're actually at a bar right now with the rest of the crew. And I'm here with Mr. Chuck Finley, one of the newest hopefuls for...
Actually, I'm just waiting on a digital patch.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Heck yeah. So,
yeah.
So
I was in that picture.
You're almost fully official.
Yeah.
Almost fully official.
My digital patch will be in tomorrow.
Nice, nice, nice. So he's getting his digital pass. So, yeah. So congratulations on your...
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. So, what brought you to the Bearded Villains?
Actually, one of the original eight... His son and I were in the same command.
Oh, nice.
And his dad saw me on Instagram and asked me if I wanted to join a brotherhood.
Nice.
Getting out of Navy, I didn't have any friends. Moving to Florida from
right.
Japan.
Yeah.
And these guys are my family now.
Nice.
And,
yeah.
You know, these... I couldn't ask for better guys to know.
Nice. So how do you like the way that we kind of do things? Since you are, like, fairly new to it or whatever.
It's different. I'm not one to hug,
right?
You know,
yeah.
But these guys literally welcomed me with open arms and hugged me the first
yeah.
time they met me. They didn't know me from Adam, and these strangers are hugging me. Hey, brother,
yeah.
You know, and it just made me feel like home.
Yeah.
You know, without these guys, I'd be lost sitting in my garage, not knowing nobody.
Right. yeah, that's one thing that I love about it. It's the fact that it's like a huge family.
Yeah.
No matter where you're from, no matter who you are, you don't know each other. As soon as you get to know each other and you see each other, you're like, yeah, I greet you with open arms.
Yeah, pretty much. It was family from day one.
Yeah.
Like, from day one, these guys were my new family, my new command.
Yeah.
As so to speak, from being in the military, this is my command.
Sweet.
You know, Bearded Villains, Emerald Coast.
Hell yeah.
Got to throw that in there.
Absolutely. It's nothing wrong with that. It's nothing wrong
yeah.
with that at all. So, like, what are you expecting out of this? Or, you know, what?
You know what? Anything that I was expecting, I've already experienced.
Sweet.
Brotherhood. Family, loyalty. I mean, like I said, these guys didn't know me at all.
Mm-hmm.
And they let me know, you know, someone's always behind me. Someone's always supporting me. Whatever happened overseas, there's always somebody around to talk to me, to
yeah.
I can vent. You know, it's not, I don't have to bottle it up, you know, and just pretend nothing's wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's always there.
Yeah.
So this is family. So.
Absolutely. That's one thing that I actually love about this whole thing is the fact that no matter who it is, no matter what you do, no matter what you've done in the past, like, there's no, like, preconceived notions of anything. We're just talking and we're just enjoying ourselves and, you know, we're always here for each other no matter what it is.
Exactly. And they proved that to me in the last 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I have my episodes, whatever happened over there, and I can hit anybody up.
Yeah.
And they're like, yo, what's up?
Yeah.
And it won't be just text messaging. It'll be a face-to-face call
mm-hmm.
or you just...
An actual conversation.
Just, yo, tell me what's up. I don't know. This is going on.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. Well, check this out. And then we go from there.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I couldn't ask for a better group of guys to know and to be a part of. I was humbled as fuck when they gave me my flag to raise. You know what I mean?
Oh,
and
yeah.
It brings tears to my eyes that Paul let me be in the picture now.
Yeah.
You know, waiting, knowing that my digital patch isn't in yet, mm-hmm. but he still let me be in that photo with the flag.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's just, technically, you're official.
Yeah, yeah.
You're part
and
of the group.
It's just so humbling just to be a part of such great guys.
Hell
you know,
yeah.
meeting all you guys
yeah.
from, you know, the El Pardo State,
mm-hmm.
it's even better.
Yeah. It's getting even better when you actually start interacting with other people in from other states and other places. And
yeah.
Even other countries.
Well, I've spoken to the chapter in Ireland.
Oh, sweet.
Where my family still lives in Ireland. And my wife and I are going there on vacation next year or the year after. And they're waiting for us.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, oh, yeah. We were supposed to meet up with the Missouri Valley guys. But it just, they thought I was in Illinois, which is close to St. Louis.
Right.
But I was in Springfield, Missouri. So it was just a miscommunication. Yeah. And we never got to meet up.
That
and
sucks.
It totally sucked. But it gave me more time with her family, who I didn't know.
Right.
But, yeah, those guys were looking forward to meeting, and they were looking forward to the summit next year. Because I got the guys from Philly, where I'm from, Philadelphia, mm-hmm. that chapter, they're looking forward to coming down next year for the summit. The Missouri Valley guys are looking forward to coming down. They weren't all aware about the unofficial summit.
Right.
But they're looking forward to coming down next year.
Right.
So
yeah.
It's just nice knowing I can go anywhere, literally anywhere in the world.
And you'll find somebody.
And there's always a brother.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you're never alone.
Mm-hmm.
And people talk shit like, oh, dude, you're never alone. You're never alone. Bearded Villains, you're
never
literally, alone.
Literally, you're never alone. Yeah.
You know, you think you're lost? Oh, let me hit up this. Oh, there's a chapter 20 minutes away.
Yeah.
Hey, brothers, I'm lost. Can you guys hook me up?
That's the benefits of technology now.
Yeah.
We have, like, if you go onto the Bearded Villains site, there is, like, a chapter basically breaking down every chapter everywhere.
Yeah.
No matter where you are, whether it's here or in Florida or in New York or California or in even in Ireland or like, you know, like we mentioned earlier that we spoke to one of the brothers that's in Norway yesterday while we were at the meet or whatever with a Big Bear.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, because he was talking to him because they were having some issues or whatever, and he basically needed our support.
No,
and
nice.
We all basically spoke to him at once while we were all there. So it was pretty cool. It was
yeah.
fun. That's what I like about this.
Yeah, I just love knowing that wherever I go.
Yeah.
You know what
we're
I mean? I got support wherever. And a lot of people can't, unless you're in the military, you don't know what that's like. And this mm-hmm. is just, like I said, this is my new command.
Yeah.
You know, I just transferred and I got to grow a beard.
That's the best part
about it. Oh, yeah, yeah. This is one group of guys I can say, you could be the hardest motherfucker walking.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the group of guys that will make you so soft because of the love. You know what I mean? You don't have to play the tough guy act with these guys.
Yeah.
You know, because there's nothing but love here.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
These guys literally would bring a tear to my eye because there's nothing but love. And you can't say that enough about even you guys. I just met you today.
Yeah.
And I met all y'all yesterday.
Yeah.
And just the nicest, politest, baddest. You know what I mean? We're still badasses.
Hell yeah.
But, you know, it's different.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to explain unless you experience it.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to explain. You can say it in
so many
words.
Yeah.
But unless you experience it, you don't know what we're talking about. You can pretend,
mm-hmm.
but, you know, being a villain is just the greatest thing in the world. And we're all good guys.
Yeah.
Our name is always misinterpreted, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But no matter what, in everybody's story, you're a villain in somebody's story.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You can't make everybody happy. And this
is,
it's like the perfect name.
Yeah, it really
You know
is.
What I mean? Because we're all going to get judged for how we look.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's a misconception that everybody with a beard is usually a bad guy. Like if you watch movies and stuff, that person with a beard or with a mustache or whatever is usually the bad guy.
Yep.
Yeah.
And we're actually the good guys, but we'll take the bad guy name just to prove everybody wrong.
Exactly.
And it's
what I love about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This group of guys, like the Emerald Coast villains, these guys just leave me speechless
mm-hmm.
the way they just embraced me right away.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, they bring me to tears, and when I get hammered like I am, you know, I get emotional.
You're sentimental, yeah.
Very sentimental.
Yeah.
Just because they, like I said, if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't have any friends. I came out of the military, came from Japan, and came to Florida. Didn't know anybody except for my AMBETS.
Right.
That was the only bar I get to drink at. And got the message, yo, hit this guy up. And here we are 7 months later.
Hell
you
yeah.
know what I mean? I got a new family, new command, new brothers.
Hell yeah.
It's like I never got out again. Only I got to grow a beard.
Yeah.
And I can guarantee one of these guys would never question having to throw down if you had to throw down.
Absolutely.
Just like I wouldn't even think twice if something happened. Bam, I'm there.
We're there
I'll take that bullet
exactly.
for that guy.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter who it is.
Mm-hmm.
You're my brother. You're my family.
Yeah.
I'll take it for you.
Absolutely.
Did it once. I can do it again.
Yeah. Exactly. Thank you so much, brother.
Thank you.
I appreciate you.